Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network for Time in Memoriam. Every organized grouping of people has had to decide one fundamental question about how they will live as a group of people. And that is, what individual rights will they give up to protect or to secure that group of people? It is fundamentally a collective action problem. It becomes a question of sovereign lands and borders and all of this. But fundamentally, at every point in time when a country's security is threatened, we could provide absolute security by establishing martial law, by putting the military into the streets, by rounding people up, by suspending habeas corpus. Yep, Secure? You betcha.
At what cost?
Secure, but are we free? Right? At what cost of liberty? These are the questions, again, every society in history, every government faces. And yes, security, safety, this is a good, this is a value that we all wish to pursue, that we all indeed, as Americans, are entitled to. But that good, that value, in these moments, does sometimes come to a head, comes into conflict with the idea of individual liberties. These are the very questions that our founding fathers were grappling with in the Declaration of Independence. They aren't, of course that's how it works, questions. We've got conservative Bob on my text line saying, was due process given to vet 15 illegal immigrants when they came into the United States? Of course not, Bob. They entered illegally. But the point is, if we wish to be the shining city on the hill, the exemplar of democracy for all of human history, and at least in this moment, then we have to abide by our founding principles. We have to, though difficult, though potentially distasteful to you, conservative Bob, we have to provide the rights that distinguish democracies from authoritarian dictatorships and oppressive governments like North Korea, Iran, and Russia. That means, yes, conservative Bob, due process for millions of people who may have entered here illegally. We can do both safety and individual rights. This is our calling. This is our commitment to one another as Americans. And conservative Bob, that, my friend, is patriotic in its most basic expression. And the fact that the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security doesn't understand the constitutional principles upon which the homeland was founded is an abomination. Sorry, diatribe over, Jim.
Not at all. It's an important one because, once again, we've got these people in the highest levels of government who plainly don't understand that. It is not a binary choice. You can do both of those things, right? Right? And yes, indeed. The point is we give up certain things. Why? Because we live in a community. I cannot speed down I-94 going 140 miles an hour. Why? Because that threatens other people. There are limits on all kinds of things that we do because we live in a society of rules and regulations. And want to be safe and secure. I also have, if I am arrested, I have an individual right then to appear before a judge and explain if I can, I can't, and nor do I do that for what it's worth, why it is I was speeding at that level. We do both of those things, and we do them almost in the same breath. And that's what's also being lost in some of this conversation, that somehow one compromises the other, and absent giving this president the authority to pack people up, put them on planes, and send them overseas without any of this, it's not just because the Supreme Court says you have to do more than that. It's because it's right to do it. And yes, indeed, 238 years ago, that's the path we began on. You know, in Tim Snyder's book on tyranny, he talks about being a patriot. He says, set a good example of what America means for the generations to come. They will need it. This is one of those opportunities, my friend Maggie, right? When we have an opportunity to set a good example if we survive beyond this administration and we can show people that we can do all these things at once, and we have done them for two centuries.
Conservative Bob says he doesn't want to be a shining city on a hill.
Okay.
Conservative Bob says Democrats are hypocrites because we're only worried about illegal immigrants when they come from South Africa. Conservative Bob, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. And I would respectfully suggest that you don't either, sir. Because here's the deal. If a president can wave a magic wand and, you know, abandon habeas corpus, then you, Conservative Bob, could be picked up if, I don't know, I become president. And I could just disappear you because you disagree with me, and I have unilaterally deemed you a threat to the homeland, the shining city on a hill that I, as president, have now defined to be my objective, that your removal, Conservative Bob, is actually necessary to protect the homeland. And guess what you don't get anymore, Conservative Bob? The right to be presented, your physical body in court, to challenge my deportation, my disappearing of you, Conservative Bob, because that's the way constitutional rights work in democracies. They either are for all of us or they're for none of us. And you, Conservative Bob, if you want to say that we can delete rights for people based on their race, based on whether or not you and MAGAs think that they're good enough, then we have no democracy at all. And if we have no democracy at all, if you won't stand up for these principles, which you claim to believe in, then what we have is authoritarianism.
Far from a shining city. Far from a shining city.
Jim, I can't believe it's like this seemingly every time we talk, and but here we are.
Here we are
friend.
Once again. I look forward to the future conversations, my friend, and the future outrage because it's appropriate.
Thanks so much. That's former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. Find his fine work on Saturday mornings, a program called Amicus, a legal brief from 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere because Donald Trump just pulled another flippity-floppity flip-flip-flop. Again, threatening our national security. We're going to talk about it with Associate Professor of Political Science from Marquette University next here on The Maggie Dawn Show. His name is Lowell Barrington. We'll discuss the phone call between Trump and Putin. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.